Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. I'm so glad you guys are tuning into this episode. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today specifically or going through at the moment, I just hope that your takeaway from this episode is going to give you what you need. Is it hope, inspiration, validation, some tips on how to treat this or detox more affordable? Whatever it is that you need today, I hope that that's what you get from this episode. And if you want to continue to help me share my voice and our voice in the community, please go into the about of this podcast, scroll to the bottom, click on that donation link. Welcome to another episode of Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. And my guest today is Krista, and she has been a vegan for 18 years. She's lived what she thought was the super healthy lifestyle. How could she get sick? And she was a bodybuilder for 12 years. She even went pro. And so she was kind of stopped in her tracks when this whole Lyme disease rose its head. She's got a great nutritional background, just all the things she thought she was doing right. You know, I oftentimes say that we don't know what we don't know. And so one of the biggest blessings from going through this Lyme journey can be the things that we learn about our bodies, about our health, about toxicity, whether it's in our food or in the environment. And these are oftentimes things there would be no reason for you to learn. And so there's always something good that you can take from something bad, such as a Lyme disease journey. So I'm super excited to have her on the show and just share her journey. And I mean, kudos to her, a woman bodybuilder. Are you kidding me right now? So anyways, Krista, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm really, really honored. I'm so excited that you do this to give us a voice. This is great.
Oh, well, I appreciate all of my guests because we need your voice too, right? It takes a village, and without you guys, I wouldn't have a show. So always grateful for you guys taking your time to be with me and to be vulnerable, right? There's a lot of pieces of our journey that maybe we might, you know, be embarrassed about or ashamed of. I know I was. But that's not the way we want to look at it. We want to share the good, the bad, the ugly, right? Because we want people to know that they are not alone. What you are feeling is normal. It's part of this journey. So,
yes.
All right.
I think that was the worst thing about it, was feeling a little embarrassed. Like, I thought I was doing everything right. What's going wrong with me? You know, I have to figure this out, and I can't really tell too many people. What are they going to think?
Right. I mean, especially you and kind of the field and the world that you're in, right? Like you, I mean, look at your body. You represent, you know, total health, total fitness. And then to have something come in and crash you down, so to say, like, I'm sure that that was a lot, you know, worse for you than maybe some other people that were not in that field. You know, I know for me personally, I think my biggest shame was I was going to take my own life about 4 years into my journey, because according to the doctors, nothing was wrong with me. If nothing was wrong with me, I had no hope of getting well, because it took me 7 years to get a diagnosis. And so I was very embarrassed about the fact I even had that thought cross my mind. And to share that with somebody, I thought, gosh, they're going to think I'm so weak and, you know, what a chicken trying to take the easy way out. And trust me when I say it's none of that, right?
No,
it is none of that.
Right.
But I decided many years ago that that is a piece I will always share, because I don't want people to be ashamed of things that cross their mind during this journey, right? Because not only are we really struggling whether to get a doctor to believe that we're sick in the first place, we get gaslit, but just also to know that the Lyme is infecting our brain and oftentimes how we can think. We have brain fog, right? We can't remember things. It's because the infection has crossed that blood-brain barrier, and we also don't think rationally, right? So if I didn't have Lyme in the brain, would I really have those thoughts? I don't know. Just know that If you are in that dark place right now, there is so much hope out there for you to get well. And that is why I do this show, just simply to spread hope and inspiration that wherever you are in your journey, you can get well. There's nothing easy about it, right? But every one of my guests shares all their tools and tips and tricks that they did to get well. And if you can take a piece from each one of these episodes, that you're just one step further. So, all right, enough of me rambling on, right? So let's get to it, Krista. So, where do we start? Where does your
Oh,
journey start?
gosh. Well, let's see. I'm just doing my thing, and I'm bodybuilding. I'm lifting 6 days a week. I'm just, but then COVID happens, right? So now, here comes COVID, and I'm doing fine. And then all of a sudden, I had some really bad personal stresses in my life, and I decided I was going to get on an airplane and go to Italy to see a friend of mine. And what happens? I get there and I get COVID the day I land. Okay, so now I'm in Italy. I'm stuck there with COVID and I can't get back. I was stuck there for about a month
Oh my
trying, right?
gosh.
And I'm trying to get back to my teenage son for Thanksgiving, and it was horrible. I've never been so sick. And I keep, I didn't get the vax, and I went out there and I thought, how did I get so sick? How, like, when I got home, it took me a couple months to really get better, but I had what I would call was long COVID. Then I had all these weird things happening, from my vision to my circulation, digestion, gut, all these weird things. And I thought, oh, I'm just getting better. I'm just healing. I'll be
Part of the
fine.
healing
It's part of
process,
the
right?
healing process, right? So I get back, I'm healing, and I decide I'm going to do another bodybuilding show. So I went there November of 2021 to Italy. I got back, got through the holidays. I started, just trying to heal. I was feeling better. Now I'm starting to train again, back to my usual. And I'm feeling okay. I was feeling okay, not great, but I did a show in June, that June, and I was okay actually. But then all of a sudden, after the show, it was in June, and then July came, and I went to Florida to visit my mom. And that was the first time I got off the plane, went to bed that night, had drenching night sweat. And I thought, what is this? Like, okay, so maybe I'm getting up there in my 40s at that time, like maybe it's something about that. But it was bizarre, wild, drenched buckets. Like, I was like, what is happening? So I just start
And you
after.
know what's funny about that? Maybe not funny, but
Okay.
it's we get gaslit by the doctors all the time, right? Krista, you know what I
Yeah.
hear right now? You're gaslighting yourself,
Right, honestly, truth.
right? So
What
you
I
think you
was,
have
yeah,
long COVID, and then you
something.
think maybe menopause, right? We're always
Right.
coming up with an excuse for why we're
Exactly.
feeling this way because never
Right.
in our wildest dreams would we think, oh, hey, wait a minute, I have Lyme disease.
Right. So I got home and I just carrying on, and things are getting weird. And as it creeps into winter, I'm just getting worse and worse, kind of, like some headaches and some weird, just the lymph nodes are swollen and just whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe I have a sinus infection. I don't know what's going on, but I decided I'm training for another show, because the vegan bodybuilding show. So there's a man who puts on the world's only vegan bodybuilding show, and of course I have to do that. That is so special to me. I had to be there. So that was the second one, and I'm like, okay, I'm doing this. So that was set for April of 2023. So I'm training. I'm training. In the meantime, I'm just, my sister's trying to plan my mom's 70th birthday, and I'm trying to tell my family, like, listen, I'm not feeling right. Something's not right with me. I don't know what it is, but like, I have headaches. My vision is weird. Like, I'm very light sensitive. I can't like focus. I could not focus. It was the weirdest thing. All the other problems were there still. I have a list of things, that were happening. But what was really interesting was that when you're training for a bodybuilding show, you are so regimented. You are no sugar. You're eating right. I felt pretty okay. Like, I was doing okay, and I was taking an herb called cat's claw because my mom's friend healed his cancer with cat's claw, and he's from Peru. He's from wherever the cat's claw originates, right? And so
Okay.
that was his, thing. And so she was all excited. She told me about it, and I go, I really don't want to get sick for my show. I have to keep my health at, optimal. I really want to do this show. I don't want to get sick and get knocked out of the game. So I was taking cat's claw. Well, of course now I know that cat's claw is one of the main herbs, right, for treating Lyme. And I was actually suppressing whatever I had going on. I was really kind of keeping it down. And
Okay,
I
so
didn't know.
it didn't backfire on you. Like you
No.
didn't take it and you're herxing and having all these
No.
symptoms. So it
Which
kind
is
of
weird.
suppressed it for you. Okay.
Right?
We're all so different. Yeah.
Right. Well, I had gone to the doctor at one point because I thought I had a sinus infection. I'm like, gosh, I got to get to the bottom of this, And he's like, well, you don't have a sinus infection, but you do have these swollen glands. And I just, I can give you some antibiotics. Of course, he gives me very mild ones, whatever. It didn't really do anything. I just continue on. I get through my show. I do great at my show. It was summertime, so of course I was feeling all right. But then all of a sudden, after that show, I started feeling like off the cliff. My body just said, no more. You're done. You're done. You're just done. Like, you just can't keep running like this after COVID, and after, just keep more bodybuilding. That's so
Right.
stressful on your body.
We think we're Wonder
Great.
Woman, and
Yes.
eventually your body will tell you when you're done.
Yeah.
And so you were done.
I crashed. I was done. So I all of a sudden all the problems started. I mean, you talk about the list of every Lyme problem I had. I'm going to read to you because I wrote some notes here. I said I had the sore throat, I had the bad headaches, I had the swollen lymph nodes, the neck pain. It was like something grabbing my neck. It was just awful. It was like an alien in my body just grabbing my neck, and I'm like, what is happening? I had a weird brain swelling thing happening. I felt like my skull was swelling inside of my, it was just bizarre. My red eyes, I had brain fog, I had poor sleep, fatigue, fevers, memory issues. I was feeling very disconnected. They call that depersonalization or
Yes,
something. I had
yes.
that. I had anxiety, acid reflux, heartburn. God forbid I tried to drink a little alcohol. The
Not
hangover,
happening.
like nothing you've ever experienced. I had pancreatic pain. I was like, why does my pancreas hurt? This is strange, And I would think, oh, that's because I carry my phone on my little, I have a little, what do you call that little purse that goes around your, a fanny pack, right? Sometimes I put my phone in there when I go for a walk. I'm like, maybe it's hurting my pancreas, like weird, right? I wasn't hungry. I had spasms in my neck and shoulders. I had, oh, this weird thing was happening in my lungs where I felt like I couldn't breathe. It was like a frozen, like my lungs were freezing up. I thought, oh, what is causing this now? Am I having to go to the ER? I didn't know what was happening. I had heart palpitations when I laid on one side. I had issues after eating, like a weakness and a vision. I thought I was going to go blind at one point when I was driving home from lunch with a girlfriend. And I thought, there is nothing scarier than losing your vision. I'm on the road and I'm thinking, what in the world? What is this? Just the scariest things were happening. So let's see what I had pain behind my knees and my veins, a lot of circulation issues, and my low blood pressure is probably one of the biggest annoyances. And that was going on before this all happened. Like, so I want to, if I look back, I think, I bet I was fighting a little bit of Lyme before. And that's why I got so sick with COVID. I had blood pressure issues that I couldn't figure out for the life of me why my electrolytes weren't. I couldn't manage those, especially when I got into peak week for my bodybuilding show. I was like, not feeling right.
Yeah. And
It was weird.
I bet you're right because, so many of us actually walk around infected with
Yes, so many.
the Borrelia, right?
Yes.
But we don't know it. Our immune system is
Keeping
strong.
it.
And then any type of physical or emotional stress on
Boom.
our body,
Just gonna.
boom, that's it. And then it comes
And
out. And you had mentioned
yeah.
earlier that, you had some personal issues going on when
Yes,
You went
stress.
to
Oh, yes.
Italy, right? And then you got COVID,
Yep.
and boom. And so all these
Boom.
people think it's long COVID. But what I've seen over the years is every one of these people with long COVID, they actually have Lyme disease,
Right?
right?
Right.
So yeah, I bet you had it, and
Yeah.
maybe before you went, some of these, life stressors was kind of starting to suppress your immune system. And so maybe you had some random things, and then COVID was your, tipped you over the edge.
And I look back on it, and I'm so grateful it happened because it sounds crazy to say for all I've been through, but I would rather have it blow up and then know what you're dealing with and then heal than have a little bit that's mimicking all these other diseases that you just have no clue. You just have
Yes.
no idea. So
Yep.
what happened was of course I get blood tested because I'm like, oh, I'm vegan. I have to get a blood test, make sure I'm getting all my nutrition and all this, and everything always comes back perfectly fine, which is annoying, right? Because you're
To say
normal.
the
What's
least, right?
you're normal. What's wrong? You're perfect. You're healthy. I'm like, no, there's something going on. So to backtrack a little, this to when I'm saying it, I think I had a little bit of Lyme before. It was a, I ended up, I was going to get a blood test actually, because I went to the doctor to say, hey, something's not right. My blood pressure is just kind of like weird lately. I don't know. And he goes, okay, let's do these blood tests. So I go in to do the blood test. And boy, I was not prepared for that blood test because of the low blood pressure. I end up in the emergency room. And I was just like, okay, what happened here? It was my, I had like an anaphylactic kind of vagus nerve, just reaction, you know? And I get there and they're doing all these tests. I'm like, you're fine. You're perfect. Everything's great. You're like one of the healthiest people we see. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Something is going on. And it felt like there was weird sensations in my body at that point, like happening. And I couldn't pinpoint these waves of sensations. It was so strange. And they didn't know what it was. I went back to the doctor and he's like, well, everything's fine. Here's some anti-anxiety medication. I'm like, oh, I don't have anxiety. So I did, I left there and I was researching. I thought, oh my gosh, I know what it is. And I thought I knew what it was, but of course it was because I was using stevia, the liquid stevia for my bodybuilding show, cutting out sugar. I'm just using it like crazy. I was just, everything I was making was liquid stevia. Well, that could put your blood pressure dangerously low. So for one thing, besides Lyme, all that, it could. And I didn't know that. And I went back and I told them, I said, I figured out what it is. It's my blood pressure giving me anxiety because my organs are not getting the blood. I said, and then I'm adding liquid stevia and doing all the things that are lowering my blood pressure. And you're trying to give me anti-anxiety medication. I said, how many other people do you do this to? He shut up. He didn't say a thing. Of course, I never took the anti-anxiety medication. I went home and I was trying to think. I had this really strange thing came across my, desk or whatever. It was about pink Himalayan sea salt. And pink Himalayan sea salt is supposed to be bad for you. And I thought, wait a minute, that's the salt I've been using exclusively for 15 years up until that point. And I'm like, that's weird. Why is this bad? My friend had taught me at that around that time how to do muscle testing.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and I just
It's my
heard you
favorite
talk
thing.
about, I know. And I'm like, I never tried it. She taught me this years ago and I just never did it. Now is the best time to just let's practice. So I thought, I'm going to try it about this pink salt. Is this good for me? Is this bad? Whatever. I got a screaming like no to that. Like, do not. I thought, wow, my
Did you
body.
do the sway
Yes,
test?
I
Is
did.
that what you did? Okay. So, listeners, I know that you hear me talk about muscle testing all the time. Anything that I'm going to put in my mouth, obviously, I don't do it with all my foods, right? But any type of supplement, vitamin, anything like that, I always muscle test myself. Is it an end all be all? No, probably not, but it's such a great tool and it is so easy. So, if you want to know how to do it, on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page, you can use a little search feature and put in muscle testing. And I did a video to walk you through how to muscle test yourself. So, Chris, I was just curious, was the sway test that
Oh,
you did?
it was
Isn't
a
it
sway test.
amazing?
It's
It's
well,
kind of weird, but it's amazing.
it's weird at first, but here's what I did. Well, first, let's talk about the pink salt. Said no, get off the pink salt. I thought, well, this is an easy switch. I'm going to switch my pink salt to regular sea salt, see what happens. Sure enough, my blood pressure normalized like after that.
Oh,
And I
wow.
learned there's high levels of heavy metals in pink salt, the tin. a lot of tin, a lot of different things. And if your body's not getting the minerals it needs, it's going to use the heavy metal and things are going to go haywire because it's trying so hard to compensate for what it's not had. I didn't know this. And I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't even add more salt, which I didn't know I actually needed more salt at the time, but I didn't know because I was studying under all these doctors, these plant-based doctors that were really healing their patients from a really bad place. No salt, no oil, no. I'm sorry, but when you're a bodybuilder and you need a little bit of salt and you need to have some
Yes.
healthy fats and you need all the. So that's a different story for another day, but that was cool. And the thing about the muscle testing, I was doing some fun things. I was like, all right, you know how you start to get when you're doing the sway test, you got to figure out what's a yes and what's a no, right?
Yes.
Like, and I'm like, okay, my name is, Krista Boucher. No, that's my name. That's weird. Is my name Krista Roberts? That's my maiden name. No. Okay, that's weird. Is my name Krista? Yes. I was freaking out. I'm like, wow,
Yeah.
we are not these contracts we make in this life. We are bigger
Wow.
than that. It just was really cool. And
Wow.
the other thing that I have these really cool minerals that are like taste and score. So if you need zinc or you need, whatever you need, you put it in a little bit of water. If it tastes like terrible, you don't need it. If it tastes pleasant, you need it. So I'd always do the muscle testing first,
Oh, wow.
and then
Okay.
I would do that. It would always be right. It was always matching. And I thought, okay, this is cool. We're getting, this is good. So then I just start practicing all the muscle testing, and pretty soon I'm muscle testing everything. You know how it is.
That is okay. I gotta share a little story. So yes, I did the same thing, right? So it's not practice makes perfect with everything, right? And so when you learn about this, I know it can sound a little odd, but our bodies are truly amazing, right? Like we're light, we're
Yeah.
energy, we're amazing. And so I had started this, I don't know how many years ago did the LED bulb like become big? Was it like 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. And the reason I say that is because so I had, the incandescent light bulbs throughout my house, like we all did, right? And then now the new latest thing, you need LED and all of this. I don't tend to buy into a lot of things, but my electric company sent me a box of like 6 or 12 LED bulbs in like this little, I don't know. It had like this little pamphlet. Hey, we want you to try these. You really need a switch. Your electric bill is going to go down, like all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess when I need to replace my bulbs, I'll use these. So I put them up in a cupboard. So the day I was really diving into muscle testing, I was like, I'm like, okay, let me pick up a cup of sugar. Does my body like this? Does it not? I'm testing all these things, and do not ask me why I thought about these LED bulbs, but I did. So I pulled them out and my body didn't like it.
Oh,
And I
I bet.
thought, okay, am I doing something wrong? Is this weird? So then I took a regular incandescent bulb and tested, and my body liked it. And so
Okay.
that is what put me down the rabbit hole of what are
Yes.
these LED bulbs, right? And that's when I
Right.
discovered these are not good. Do not use them
No
in your
good.
house. And I never did. But yeah,
Wow.
so that's kind of one of my funny
Isn't that
stories about
fun?
learning how to muscle test. Just pick up different things and learn. And I think that the hardest part was kind of to just clear my mind, right? You can't,
Yes.
don't be thinking about anything. Just clear your
Yeah.
mind.
Drop down into your
And
heart. Just drop down. Get
yes. And
centered.
just be,
Yeah.
yes, exactly.
It is
Exactly.
hard because sometimes you'll do it and you're like, oh no, I'm not in the right mind frame to do that, I won't
Right.
test everything, but I test a lot of things. I don't test every single thing, but
I do test a lot.
there I
I
do for
do
you.
that too. I was actually yesterday, I was in Costco and there was this new protein shake that they were sampling, right? And I'm always looking for like a clean protein shake because most of them aren't. They have, chemicals in it and,
Oh,
things
yes.
that are non-natural. And I'm looking at it going, this looks really, really good. But, some of these ingredients can be very deceiving, right?
Yes.
And so the lady had some bottles there. I said, oh, can I just look at that bottle right there? So she handed me the bottle. I literally muscle tested myself in about 3 seconds. Nobody even knew what I was doing.
Right.
Like, that's how good you get, right? And I
Yes.
tested and I was positive. So Moral of the story, I got new protein shakes.
Oh, well, good for you. Protein powder is one of the things I gave up because I was, and yes, and being a vegan bodybuilder too, you go figure. I was just like, you know what? It's the heavy metals and the gut stuff. I just needed to heal my gut. So I was like, and I just never went back to it. So there's actually, I should take that back. There's one protein I do like. It's called Sacha Inchi. It's just a whole food and it's got all the amino acids. And I just, you know,
All
I
the
love
good
that. Oh,
stuff.
and speaking of amino acids, that was another weird, said the neuropathy, you know, the weird pains in the hands and the feet and all this. Every time I would eat, like have amino acids or creatine or anything a bodybuilder might want, my hands would go, it would just like flare them. Everything was flaring. And I really feel I had kidney damage. I had kidney stuff going on. And I'm thinking, and I wasn't a, being a vegan bodybuilder, I wasn't even overdoing protein. You know, just like why are my kidneys so? I don't know. I think that Lyme comes in and it attacks you where you're weak. It shows you all your weaknesses, right?
Yes, for sure.
For sure. But I probably should get back to my story here about like, you know,
Sorry, I
so I
derailed you
so
a little bit.
no, that's
I
okay.
could
Like
talk all day
I
long about
know,
muscle testing and how
right?
amazing it is. I really
Right.
can.
Well, the salt was like the first inkling of muscle testing and heavy metals for me. I was like, what does this mean? What do heavy metals do in our body? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm getting all these tests. I'm coming back normal, getting blood work done. I'm normal, whatever. And I'm talking to a friend of mine. She's from Connecticut. She's from, where is she from? West. I don't know the town that she's from. I'm trying to think. Westport. Is it Westport? But of course, 10 years ago, she got Lyme. And she said, when I was telling her all the stuff that was going on with me, she said, Krista, have you ever considered Lyme? You sound exactly like everything you're saying is what I had. Everything. She's like, she went to so many doctors. She spent $100,000. And right away I thought, oh shit, I can't spend. And I have to do this on a budget. A, I can't go to doctors. Like I'm not even a big doctor person. You know, I've always been alternative health and I'm not big on the doctor. So I'm just like, oh, wow. But the thing I kept in my mind about her, she healed. She got better. And that was like my first example of someone with Lyme and she healed. However, I did also know my dad had Lyme and he healed. But I'm not real close with my dad. So like that wasn't the top of my mind, but he did. My dad was always going to North Wisconsin fishing. He said everybody up in northern Wisconsin has Lyme. And so he went to an Indian healer there. The Indian healer put him on turkey tail, sumac. They have, you know, he was making his own sumac tea, tinctures and tea, and soursop he liked. And then the Indian healer had him do a fire ceremony where he wrote down the things that he wanted to release, the emotional pains and this and that, threw it in the fire. Okay. So I
I
do
love,
know that,
yeah,
like,
it's very emotional.
right?
You have to go through that part of the
Yes.
process.
Right.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So anyway, I go back to my friends telling me I have Lyme, and I'm like, I don't know if I have Lyme. I don't know. So then I go to the gym, and during all this, I'm still trying to work out, okay? Because I can't not work out. So I go to the gym, and I mean, I could get a day in, then I have to rest for 2 days. Like, it got to the point where I was so fatigued, I could not make dinner. I couldn't get off the couch. I was just like, what's happening? I was panicking. Like, I can't walk. I could get out of bed, and my feet hurt so bad, and my everything. I thought, is this my life? Do I have MS? Do I have ALS? What do I have? Rheumatoid arthritis? What do I have? You know, fibromyalgia. I thought that was something I could have. I'm like, what is it? It was just a lot of tears, a lot of frustration, a lot of depression, a lot of what is this? And I'm at the gym one day, and this guy is telling me that he just got Lyme disease because he was down in Nashville where he had near Tennessee where he had some property and he got bit by a tick. And he's like, he was telling me where he's been because he's been, you know, we were both not at the gym for a while. Then we come back. He's like, yeah, I've had all these this. And he's telling me all the symptoms. I go, oh, stop it. I have all of those symptoms. Every one that you're telling me. I'm like, okay, my friend is right. So I go and I take the Lyme quiz, the Horowitz. Is that what it is? The Horowitz quiz.
Jorge with Tasman, yes.
I, you know, perfect score. I mean, just I hit all of them. And I was like, oh my. I'm like, I believe I have Lyme. This is insane, you know? So I'm trying to, my friend is telling me, She was telling me she was taking some mento and banderol for her line. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cat's claw. Okay, well, I'll keep
I
doing
can
that.
do that.
I can do that. I was doing that already. Look at, I was suppressing. That was interesting. So then I found Dr. Rawls, right? And I'm like, well, I can't afford all his stuff. So let me just, I'm going to pick out a couple of his herbs and just, put those in my pocket here. But let's back up because before all that, I was just like, my worst nightmare is, oh my God, I'm vegan. Is it my diet? Are the naysayers right? Like everything is, they said you can only be vegan for so long and you're going to fall apart. Am I falling apart? What's happening here? But I
Yeah.
knew too many vegans, 10, 20, 30, 40 year vegans, all these athletes, they're fine. What is it? Am I missing something? I dove deep. I uncovered every stone. What could I be missing? What is it? My B vitamins? Is it my calcium? Is it my D? And I went down the list. I was like neurotic, studying every single thing it could possibly be. And then somebody on Instagram, this conspiracy guy, he's really, I love him. He's great. I don't agree with all of his stuff, but he was harping on copper one day. And he's going on about how we've been, lied to about copper and this and that, and we're all deficient. And I'm going, wait a minute. They always said vegans are so, we have too much copper and, this and that and the other thing. So I started digging and I'm like, boy, is he right? And I ended up on a man on this page called The Root Cause Protocol. Okay. The Root
Okay.
Cause Protocol by Morley Robbins. And he wrote a book. It's called Cure Your Fatigue. And he is just a, he's not a doctor, but he is just a mad researcher. I mean, he researched the heck out of minerals. And I was thinking, that's how I got back into the mineral thing. I'm like, okay, it's not my vitamins. Maybe it's my minerals, maybe it's copper, maybe it's whatever. I'm obviously, I have fatigue. Let me try to do what he's saying. So I followed his protocol, even though they're very anti-vegan in that group. It's you got to eat liver, you got to have cod liver oil, you got to do all the things I was not about to do. So I thought, you know what? Heck, it can't hurt. All the things he's saying make sense. It makes sense how our food system poisoned us over time. It makes sense, the pesticides are stealing our copper and our, we can't manage the iron. At one point, I thought I had really high iron, which I do. For some reason, my body accumulates iron, but pathogens love heavy metals and they love iron. So he talks about iron stuck in your tissues, and you need the copper to manage the iron to move it around. And if you don't have the copper, the proteins that carry the copper to manage the iron, you're going to have fatigue. And then the first step to disease, any disease is fatigue. So if you don't have the energy, if your body's not producing energy and you're not getting rid of the exhaust, that is the basic foundation. That is like everything has to start from there. And I thought, wow, we don't even realize that the food we're eating and the supplements we're doing, and for one thing, citric acid, let's say example, it's in everything. So I spent 6 months getting citric acid out of everything. Ascorbic acid, I'm only on natural vitamin C that has the copper and the right package to carry the iron and do all that. I was following his protocol. He helps you work on your adrenals, you're doing all the stuff, and I started getting some energy where I could go back to the gym. Like, okay, I'm good. I could go back to the gym. This is great. But I still had all these weird other things happening that I couldn't figure out.
So, did you never go in and get testing
Well, here's what
to
happened. So,
see if you had Lyme?
well, I decided after I got all some of these minerals, then I decided to take the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis course, and I was learning more. And it wasn't giving me the answers. I thought it was going to give me the answer. I thought, let me send my hair tissue in. They're going to tell me what's going on. I'm going to learn how to do this for people. It's great. Well, it comes back and I'm like, well, it says I have high aluminum. Okay. Everybody has high aluminum apparently. And I don't know, like it wasn't giving me the answers. I just wasn't feeling satisfied with it. And I thought, I don't want to, my girlfriend's telling me to go get the Lyme testing. She's telling me where to go. And I'm like, that costs a lot of money. I don't have the money right now. I can't do it. I'm like, just still trying to do everything naturally and on my own. And so after I graduated from the hair tissue class, which was great, I learned so much about minerals. It's crazy. I discovered a doctor who was reading functional blood work. And I thought, oh, she says, if your blood work is normal, but you still feel like crap, she can help figure out what's really going on by reading it in functional ranges rather than the ranges of the doctors read it, which are too wide, right? So I got into her course. I just thought, this is it. I love this so much. This is great. Well, sure enough, in my blood work, you could see where I was fighting the infections and that where I had the leaky gut, all the infections. And I was telling them my issues, and they said, you have, it looks like you, I mean, they're not going to diagnose, they're not going to treat, but they're going to say, these are the systems that are all going wonky in your body. Yes, this is indicative of Lyme, and you have the leaky gut. And, I knew, I thought I was having a mold thing. At one point, I told, my family, I'm like, there has to be mold in this house. I feel like crap every winter. Like, what is happening? But I didn't know back then that that was connected. So after I learned how to do the functional blood work, I was just, trying to do all my protocols my way, because Morley Robbins has us doing one thing at a time. I'm very sensitive. I don't want to stack supplements and do like, a bottle full of X, A to Z things, because I wanted to know what each thing was affect, how it was affecting me.
And that is being your own advocate, right? And
That's right.
being in touch with your body and listening to
Yes.
your body. And
Oh,
if you're
yes.
going to, take a whole bunch of things, if you're going to have a reaction,
Oh,
you need
yes.
to know what you're reacting to. But if you
Well,
just
yeah,
throw them all
supplement.
in, right,
Yep.
you will never know which one. And so
Right.
that's why it's important to do
Yes.
that. And then also, we can absolutely overkill
Oh,
at
supplement
one time.
sabotage.
Yeah,
Supplement
we can
sabotage.
absolutely overkill. We can absolutely over detox. It's kind of like a little pathway that we have
Right.
to go down. So I love that you brought
Oh,
that up because people need to be their own advocate.
it was weird because I was trying to figure out, well, what causes my neuropathy to act up? There's weird pains I'm having, and what is, just, and it would be different things I would eat, like Brazil nuts. Okay, why? Well, maybe there's the selenium. I don't know. Like, what's causing that? Like, just weird things were happening with food and reactions. I had to figure that all out. But so I'm back trying to figure that out. And my girlfriend, in the meantime, this is good. She said, Krista, I came upon these light patches, the light wave patches that yes, I knew you were going to be excited about that because I saw that on your Facebook. But she was telling me, oh, you have to do this. And I said, I'm in the middle of learning these protocols and this blood work stuff. And if I do that, I'm not going to know what really works for me or for other people, because not everybody can do the light wave, and not everybody believes in it, right? I do. I was all about it, but I said, that's like, right now the price was not in my range. I said, I don't have it in the budget. I go, let me get through this and then I'll do that. And I still haven't, but I'm excited that I saw that on your page, because I'm like,
So you never have used
I
them.
know, but I want to, because now I'm to the point where I'm feeling so good, but I just feel like there's just that little more. I just want my light back. You just want your light back.
Right.
Like, it, and you wonder, am I ever going to get it back? Maybe the
Right.
patch is the way, but
Well, if I
so.
can just kind of take over your show for just a brief second. Because I don't talk about the patch technology on my podcast.
Okay,
It's I
sure.
try and no, you did nothing wrong. I'm glad that you brought it up. I loved to hear that you brought it up. But being said you did, I just wanted to take a moment and just share about it. I share about it on my Lyme and Beyond with Tanya Facebook page. And there's not any reason why, right? I just want my guests to share their story to give hope and inspiration. And that was part of your story. So I
Right.
love it.
I know,
But
right?
just for you, Krista, and for the listeners. So, I went undiagnosed for 7 years. I ended up bedridden with a caregiver and I didn't know my name. And I
Oh.
did 6 years of treatment and I reached remission. What did remission look like for me? I had brain fog, I had fatigue. I had chronic pain. I was still getting regular injections in my back. I was still on two different opioid medications that only limited my pain about 50%. I had anxiety. I had food sensitivities, you name it. And I thought, well, remission is not at all what it's cracked up to be, right? I thought, okay, well, at least I know my name and I can drive. And I guess this is what it is. And then a doctor friend of mine introduced me to the LifeWave patches. And I thought, why not? Like the
Yeah,
science is
sure.
there, the patents are there. What do I have to lose? Absolutely gave me my life back.
Wow.
Every issue I had is completely reversed.
That's amazing.
When you utilize this technology within the first 24 hours, over 4,000 genes in your body reset.
What?
So I, like many people with Lyme disease, I had the MTHFR mutation. It was not
Oh.
the dirty gene. I actually had the mutation and I no longer have it.
Wow, see?
The patch technology is mind blowing. So I just
Yeah.
wanted to share that because I
Yes.
don't ever share it on my podcast. So
I
thank you
love
for
it.
bringing it up and giving me that opportunity.
Right? Well, so then after that, after just doing everything on my own and then trying to heal, getting blood work, and one day I just decided, you know what? I can't take it anymore. All these people are having great luck with ivermectin. I said, I can't take it another minute. I'm just going to do it. I don't, you get desperate and you just start whatever. So I started taking it, and I was thinking, oh, I'll do the protocol you give a pet, day one, day four, once a week for a month. And I thought, I'm going to muscle test it. I muscle tested it, and my body wanted that so badly. Every day it wanted it. It wanted it all the time. I found out later because I went to a naturopath, but she told me that I had babesia and I had Bartonella and I had Lyme in my spleen. She saw it all. She saw everything. And I was like, so that was I never got tested by like the test, but I got my
Right.
confirmation through my blood work and that through the functional blood work, I mean, and then through the naturopath that I went to see. But I was like, well, that explains why ivermectin works so well for me. It was like the dark cloud just went away. And it was like, wow, I felt I could breathe. I felt like, I don't know, I can't explain, but it was the best thing that ever, it was the best days ever. I was just so happy. So
A lot of
everything,
people use ivermectin in their protocol.
But
Yes.
it wasn't the only protocol. I mean, for me, the protocols were got the minerals first, the adrenals. My friend was doing the sauna, so I went to the sauna, the red infrared. I was doing that. I was just getting my minerals, and once I got strong enough with the minerals, and I felt my adrenals were strengthened, because at first he had us doing adrenal cocktails, and it would knock me right out. I would be on the couch. I'd be like, "Oh my gosh!" But I kept with it. I kept with it, and sure enough, now the adrenal cocktails give me a burst of energy when I take them. So it just healed the adrenals. Once I got all that, I started with the herbs. I was like, okay, which herbs do I want to use? Which herbs do Dr. Rawls, what does he say? So I picked three and I said, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go three herbs 3 times a day until the bottles are empty. And I did the tinctures with no alcohol. I wanted no alcohol. So I would do that. That was working great. Everything was working great. The ivermectin really worked. I mean, I was doing pretty much everything. And then finally, I'll tell you what my favorite herb, it was something that I was using because it was summertime and I thought, oh, if you drink this tea, the cistus rock rose. Okay. If
Are
you
you like
drink
my
that,
soul sister?
maybe.
Cistus tea is one of my favorite things I talk about all the time.
I made the sun tea. I would put it outside. I would make the tea. I would drink it all summer because you're not supposed to get mosquitoes or ticks. And I love to be outside, Oh, and that was another thing. People would ask me, well, were you ever bit by a tick? And I'm like, well, yeah, when I was a kid. I mean, I remember my dad, I had this huge tick just swelled up with blood. And I said, my dad, oh, that was like 6 years old. And he's trying to get it out with the match, back in the day. He's trying to get it out. I mean, that was the only time I'm like, really? Knew I got bit by a tick, but I've been an outdoors person my whole life, athletic outdoors. I don't know. So I never had an actual, ooh, I got bit by a tick and had, but I was trying that tea because I thought I don't want to get bit by a tick while I'm, outside getting a little sun or whatever. And I'm going to drink. Well, that was the best Herx reactions ever. I was like, okay, this is it. This is what's helping. Because you're going to feel like garbage before you feel better. So I was doing the charcoal and then trying to do different things to bind that, and I'm just going with it. Ivermectin really didn't give me too bad of a hurt thing, I have to say. But the
So you
cystis
had more
tea.
positive benefits from the
Yes.
ivermectin
Yes.
versus the herxine.
Yes.
Yes, and I say that all the time about the cystis tea. I mean, it is
Oh,
strong, right? It's
yes.
not only, again, I talk about this on my page all the time. I have two favorite things are colloidal silver and cystis tea. Like those
Okay.
are my favorite things. And those are things I still do to this day. I don't consider it treating. I consider it immune boosting, right?
Well, let me say something about the colloidal silver because after COVID, during that whole time trying to keep it away, and I was taking the silver, that liquid colloidal silver, like water, like too much. I think I just overdid it. And
You over, yeah.
and it will suppress your copper, which will raise your iron, which will make your body. And if your iron's too high, well, I thought at one point, I thought maybe my iron is so high, it affected my pancreas, and now I have diabetes because it felt very, I had a lot of diabetic, I had really high blood sugar. Like that runs in our family. So for sure, that's a weakness there, And I thought, man, is that where the vision thing started? Is that, what is it? It was just a crazy time trying to put it all together. But I, Morley Robbins talks about how you should really only use the nano colloidal silver, maybe. Does that sound familiar?
The nanoparticles, yes, you want
Yes, that's
the
better.
smaller particles.
Right.
It's not, a lot of people have the misconception that, silver, it's a metal toxicity. It's a different compound
Right.
if you have the right one, right?
Yes.
And like you said, and with anything, even the natural supplements, right? Like we can overdo it. So
Oh yes,
if you
because
are, because silver is an antimicrobial, it's going to kill off different pathogens. It can kill off mold. It can kill off, candida. It can kill off a
right.
lot of things, Lyme including. And
Yes.
if you don't know that it's doing this, you can congest your liver. Your kidney numbers can go down. Like all sorts of things can happen. So I mean,
Yes.
you really have to know what you're doing, work with your practitioner. But that was one of the tools that worked really well for me
That's
was the
awesome.
colloidal silver. But
Yes.
cystis tea was my favorite.
Oh,
And
I
so, I
know.
mean, it's very, very strong. But Dr. Klinghart says, and I share this link on my page a lot as well, if you drink it regularly, the ticks don't like you, just like you said, Krista.
Oh,
The ticks
yes,
do
right?
not
They
like
don't.
to bite you, and that's what
Right.
we want, right? Because we
That's what
can't
we want.
avoid the ticks.
Yeah, so.
And also, because I went through breast cancer, it also has cancer killing properties in it as well. So I drink it
Right.
to keep the ticks away, keep the
And
cancer away,
there
right?
you go.
All the things.
So my other favorite thing, well, after COVID, I heard somebody talk about the COVID protocol, which was like natokinase, bromelain, quercetin, and turmeric. I was doing that for a while. When I was taking the functional blood work course, they had us taking a product called VIVI, VIVI, and it was just, that was for Epstein-Barr, because obviously that flared up in me too after COVID. That was going. So that took care of that. And the monolaurin and the L-lysine also takes care of the Epstein-Barr. But I would take the lysine out because it's an amino acid. I was having problems with my hands and my, it was reacting. And I'm like, what is going on? That is all finally better. And honestly, I didn't find out what that was until a couple days ago. I saw somebody posted about it and they called it tetany. Have you ever heard of this? Tetany.
Tetany. No, I don't think I have.
Where is it? I just wrote it on my notes. She said it was a problem with your blood pressure, and your electrolytes. It was an electrolyte problem because did you know that Lyme really affects your calcium, and ivermectin can affect your calcium, and there's something, and being a vegan bodybuilder, any more calcium. There's all these things about calcium, right? And I knew I had a problem. I kept thinking calcium. And when I would muscle test the calcium, my body always wanted it. And I thought, gosh, I need calcium. I wonder why I need so much calcium. And then, of course, it's going against what Morley Robbins is teaching me in the root cause protocol. He's saying, don't take calcium, only in food. Okay, but my body's needing it, right? So I had to do a lot of things. You can never just trust one teacher, because everybody's different, and you need,
Yes.
so you pull the nuggets from everywhere and you put it together.
Bingo.
And
Yep.
so I pulled it from him, I pulled it from my mineral teachers, I pulled it from my blood teacher, I pulled it from the medical medium, who I also would love, and I read his books and love his stuff. But why are his people still sick, and why are root cause got people still sick, and what, it could be there's more to it, like in a medical medium, people don't know about the minerals, and then the mineral guy doesn't know about lime, and I don't know, like it's there's
There's
so
always
much
a
to it
missing piece somewhere, right? There's
somewhere,
many layers to it.
so many layers. So we had that the tetany thing, but my hands are finally better. I finally can have creatine, I can finally do things and and not have the pains anymore. Every once in a while there'll be just a little something I go, ooh, maybe I'm not a hundred.
Get a little
Yeah.
PTSD, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Because you're just like, oh, it's winter and I'm starting to really panic. I have to go on a flight. I took another flight to Florida. It was in 2024. When was it? But I had another something about the radiation on the airlines. My body does not like. The naturopath told me you're very highly allergic to EMFs, radiation. So I take a flight and then I have the drenching night sweats. But I only had those when I flew. And I had maybe one other time. And so I thought, well, it's not menopause because I'm not there anywhere near there yet. So
Right.
I just like, I'm
That
scared
was
because I have to get on a plane again. And I'm like panicking, like, oh, don't have, this is going to happen again,
that was one thing I learned that I found was very interesting. I mean, the EMFs, the radiation, all that stuff is bad for all of us in general, but I
Yes.
didn't realize how extremely sensitive to some people going through their Lyme journey can be
Oh,
to the
very.
EMFs. Like it just never it never dawned on me,
Right?
and I think I can safely share this. From years past, I had an episode with a guest on there who was very sensitive to EMFs, and we talked about it in their journey. And as the 45-minute show went on, she actually sounded like she was drinking.
Oh no.
And that was really a trigger to me. And so when it was over, I discovered what was happening. She was on her laptop with all these EMFs for 45 minutes, and it was too much for her body to tolerate.
Oh
So I
my
saw
gosh.
firsthand
What
how
it could do, yeah.
EMFs can do to somebody. And just like there are some people that are dealing with mold, they can literally walk inside somebody's home and say, "You have something moldy in your
Yeah.
refrigerator." Like it's
Yeah.
mind blowing to me, but it's a
Right.
real thing. Like I
Yes.
didn't deal with either the mold or the
Oh.
sensitivity to the EMFs,
Well,
thank goodness, but I
yes.
learn it from
From
hearing
everybody
other
else.
people.
Well,
Yes.
speaking of mold, when I was so convinced, because we've had water problems in our house, and I thought there's got to be mold in here. But when we had bought the house, we were renting for a long time, and then we bought the property. We had somebody come through, and they were checking, of course. Oh, you don't have mold. I'm like, we got to get somebody back out here. Like, I'm telling you, this was before I knew about the Lyme stuff. Like, I'm like, it has to be mold. It has to be. Well, we never did have anybody come out and look. But what I did do, a very important part of my healing journey that I did was in my bedroom, I decided I was going to clean it. I was going to put new plants all around because we have a window. I'm going to open the, get new blinds because the blinds were, we need to replace those, so replace those. I want the light to come in. I want plants. And I shut the bathroom door. The bathroom door was where I would sleep. My head was facing the door. And I thought, well, we keep it clean, but the mold does accumulate underneath. And that's where we had the water problem from that shower down through the ceiling. There could be mold in our walls. And I don't know. I'm going to shut the door every night for sleeping. I mean, I can't. Oh my gosh, what a difference that made. It really, like, I felt
Really?
it. I felt like so much better after doing that. I thought, man, these little things you can do make such a big difference,
Right,
so
right.
that
And
helped.
a lot of times people will notice, like, if they go out of town for a week, right? And then
Yes.
they start to feel really good.
Yes.
And then they come back home and their symptoms all flare up
Right?
again. That's kind of a telltale
Yeah.
that you have some mold going on
Well,
in your house.
yes, me panicking about winter when the windows are all closed up and the doors are closed up, and then you're in the house and
Yeah.
thinking, oh, is this why I know we don't have vitamin D and all that in the winter, but I start to feel worse in the winter. But this so far so good this winter. We'll
So,
see.
did you really just kind of treat yourself this whole
Yes,
journey?
I Yes, I treated myself with the minerals, with the herbs, with all these other things. I did, of course, I started adding things as I started feeling better. When the naturopath, she gave me a protocol, but I didn't do her protocol. I just wanted to see what she suggested, and then I did my own things because I really didn't care for her. It was her and her husband, and I went to see them, and they were very, they were, I thought, wow, I'm going to a naturopath. I'm going to be seen and heard, and I'm going to, well, no, they weren't really like that at all. They were from Ukraine. Maybe that's why. I don't know. They were just a little colder, a little older. As soon as I mentioned I was vegan, she was just not happy. And I found out it was because her daughter's vegan, and she was mad at her daughter that her daughter would not drink goat's milk and her daughter would not shut off the Wi-Fi at night. And she was going on, and I thought, oh, it's not me. She's triggered. Okay. But I just said, oh, yeah, okay. She said, your diet would be perfect if you just drink goat's milk. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to do that, but okay. And I just pretended. And when I
Definitely
got the
didn't resonate
protocol,
with that practitioner,
right.
right?
But I loved her bioresonance machine she had. I love how she could see everything that I had going on. But she did say something about like a liver detox. And I thought, I think I can handle one now. So I did find a liver detox on my own. It was way cheaper. It was Global Healing, Dr. Group. I think Dr. Group is that his name? Love him and love his stuff, love his supplements. I did the liver. I did it actually this past summer. I did it in June. And I'm telling you, it was a week's worth. You just take these, the liver tincture and between meals, and you're doing, it was like a week's worth. And the last day, you're doing an Epsom salt drink and an olive oil drink. And I thought, oh, that's going to be horrible. But it wasn't. It was really fine. It was very gentle. And after that, I really felt like I could burn calories better and my body was responding to things better. I felt it was a good time to do it because I was pretty healed. And I, like, you don't want to detox the first thing because your body is going haywire and you don't have energy to detox. Morley Robbins always talks about if you don't fix your minerals first and you try to detox, you don't even have energy to detox. Your body just doesn't have the energy. So you're just going to have a healing crisis, right? So that was really great. I did the liver detox. I love that. Now, of course, I'm doing the rebounder a little bit. I decide, okay, I could just commit to 50 jumping jacks a day, on the rebounder. Just get it in, Do a little cold splash in the shower on your face. Like, just get that,
Yes.
just a little bit, not a lot, because the adrenals are still sensitive, and I've always had sensitive adrenals. So when people talk about nicotine patches, I don't know if you heard about, the nicotine
Yes.
patches. Well, I tried that and it would crash me. It would make me more tired. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I can do that. It's really hard on your adrenals when your adrenals are already weak and people don't realize, that
Okay, good to know.
it was making my vision a little blurry and it was doing weird things. And I thought, okay, if I do, so once in a while I will put a tiny patch on. I have to cut it really, really, really tiny. So you just have to pay attention,
Well,
inflammation. I'm trying to keep my inflammation down. That was hard. And I discovered Boswellia, which is frankincense. And I found a tincture of that. That worked really well for hip pain and shoulder pain. Like, that's really taken that away. And I thought, well, this is great. So, I mean, I'm doing all these things. It's like everything you could think of, I threw at this. And I can't believe how much better I am. Like, it's night and day. I'm very proud of myself. But I go into the Lyme group, okay? I didn't discover the Lyme group until I was better. And I'm really
okay.
glad because I feel personally, like when you're on a spiritual journey, I feel like part of this Lyme is a spiritual journey. And I feel,
100%.
yeah, like God puts you into this dark night of the soul. You're just kind of antisocial. You're kind of going within. You're forced to not, be isolated. And you're learning your body and you're learning healing and you're learning all these things. And I really feel like the last part of the healing was a lot of like emotional work and just, the healing. But here's something funny. I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Sarno. Have you ever heard of him?
I
Dr.
don't think
Sarno?
so. I
Well,
don't think so.
he's passed away, but he would help people with back pain, celebrities and different. He was just a back pain specialist. And
Okay.
This is a really funny story because on my Instagram, when I'm in the, my bodybuilding doing all, I got there was a guy who came along, and I wouldn't say he was like a stalker or not a troll, but he was somebody who was like, being a little obnoxious on all my pictures, with what he would say. And I thought, oh, I'm gonna have to block this guy. Like, his picture is not who he, I could tell he was like a catfish person. It wasn't like, he wasn't who he said. But he kept going and going, and he saw a picture of mine, a post of mine about back pain, because I had a lot of lower back pain. So that's a callback to how I think I might have had a little bit of Lyme, right? Back then, I had a lot of back pain, and when my back would go out, it would really go out. And he said, wow, have you ever heard of Dr. Sarno? And I said, no, why? Who's he? Oh, you should look him up. So I did. Wow, life changer. Because Dr. Sarno's whole thing is when you have body pain, your brain is so primal that it is trying to distract you from the whatever emotional issues that are arising. It's giving you the body pain to distract you. And well, it's making it worse. It doesn't, your brain doesn't realize, well, now you got two problems. Now you have the problem you had.
It's teaching you something, right? We have to
Right.
listen to our body. Whether you
Right.
have a headache or a pain in a certain spot,
Right.
there's a spot for that. There's a
Yes.
part of the organ of the body that relates to the different pains that you have. Your body is always telling you something.
It's so right. So I was like, I would do his technique. So I listened to his book, his audio book, and I was watched a documentary about him, and I was like, oh, okay, what you have to do is you have to tell your brain in a very commanding way, send healing to, whatever body part. I will deal with the emotional issues, on my own. I will deal with them. And so you would do, I you would say that, and then you would meditate and like kind of just relax them, just do a little meditation, and boom, a week's worth of back pain would now be only 2 days or a day. Like it was just amazing.
I love
So
it.
I thought with this whole Lyme thing, I thought, you know what? That's what this is. This is healing that needs to happen. And I finally got to a point where I looked in the mirror and said, I'm done. I don't need this distraction anymore. Like I will, be responsible, and I will face the emotional issues that I have to face. I don't want to be sick anymore. This is crazy. It's going on for 2 years. Like I want to get back to my bodybuilding and my stuff, and that was it. It was like a turning point. Like, but you really had to just be done with it. Like you just, please, whatever I learned, I felt like on the journey that when I would study and research, all the answers were coming to me. And I really felt like I'm supposed to be doing this for somebody. This is supposed to be happening to me. I am learning so much. Like, this is incredible. But it's still hard. I've suffered greatly to get the information that I could help people.
Right. It
So
is
I'm just,
not
yeah.
an easy journey, but I'm so glad, Krista, that you brought up that whole spiritual, emotional. It really is, and I share this a lot because I feel that there's like six foundational things that need to be addressed during your journey in order to one, fully heal, or two, stay healed, right? And not have some disruption, emotional, physical trauma in your life knock you out of remission. And one of those key six things is healing the blocked trauma and the emotional side of this journey, because it can truly be related to like a grieving journey. There
Yes.
are so many layers that you have to do. And so just wow, I am
It's deep.
so blown
It's
away
deep.
by your story, Krista.
Thank
Like
you.
I seriously am. And
Well, I
no
wanted to say,
listeners, I'm not recommending treat without a practitioner. I'm not
right.
saying that, right?
Exactly.
But I mean, wow.
Well, I wanted to say real quick about the Lyme group is that I think God had led me to the group later to kind of have a something to compare my journey to and say, wow, I guess being healthy all the years did help because I didn't get as sick as some people, right? Because I was really mad. Like, I'm so healthy. Why did I get so sick? Like, I was
Right.
angry about it. And I thought, well,
Yeah.
no, I didn't get as sick as I could have, and I got better a little faster than a lot of people. And I think that's why. I'm not saying it was easy. It was hell on earth. Like, it was just terrible. You feel like you have termites or an alien inside of you, or something weird is happening and just nobody is listening. But it I look at the group and I'm just like, everybody has a different way to heal, and everybody has other ideas. I would have got more confused, I think. I'm not saying that the group
Yes.
isn't good. You got to have
No,
support.
they're, yes, they're fabulous, but they can be overwhelming.
It was,
And you
yes.
can be on a protocol, right? You got to be mindset. This is my ticket to win. And then you see somebody post something else that made them well. Then you want to bandwagon, right? Then you want to
Right.
jump on their protocol. Then you want to,
Yes.
it's
It's
very,
a lot.
they're
I
great.
felt.
They're great for support. We need to be seen and heard. And I understand that. Just be cautious.
Yeah, I felt like God had me led me to the right healing at the right time. Each thing I had to do was in the right steps. And I was like, wow, that's crazy that that happened. It just so happened that way. And then I also, thinking about my friend who got better, I always kept that in my mind. Like, and what's funny about it is when I was vegan 7 years in and I wanted to do bodybuilding, I really had to sit and think, well, wait a minute. I used to bodybuild when I was like younger, but could I really do this as a vegan? And I thought, well, wait a minute, who's doing it? And I looked to that person. I said, they're doing it, so I can do it too. This was kind of before Facebook was, really going and Instagram was going.
Right.
Now you could find vegan bodybuilders all
Anything you
over,
want. Yeah.
anything
Yeah.
you want. But before it didn't. So I thought, wait, is somebody having success with it? Then I can too. And I focused on that and I did it. And then it was like my friend got better from Lyme. Well, if she got better, I could get better. I know it. Like, and I just kept that really, that was all I could focus on to see the light through the tunnel because I'm like, I have to get better. I can't live like this for, like, this is not my life. It can't be my life, I'm like,
No.
I'm just so used to being busy and going and, doing and bodybuilding and cooking dinner and doing all the things. Like, I just can't. I don't know.
We don't
It
have
was
time for it.
no
Nobody
time
has
for
time
that.
for it. Yeah.
And nobody
You
has time
know,
for that.
but then it's just there's that old phrase, when there's a will, there's a way. And
Yes.
there is. So here you
Yes.
are, your girlfriend tells you, "Oh yeah, I spent $100,000." And you're like, "Holy cow."
Not
And then you
happening.
go on, which I sounds like we both adore Dr. Rawls. We, you go and look into his protocol. "Oh my gosh, I can't spend that much money."
Right.
You figured it out, right? You had
Yeah.
a lot of background information on, you're a
Lot.
bodybuilder.
Yes.
You're trained in nutrition. You had a lot of things on your side that definitely I feel played a role into you being able to truly be your own advocate, right? And
Right.
treat yourself and figure it out. And like you said, I can't, I'm sure it was not an easy process, right? It was
No.
kind of trial and error,
You
but
had to be really quiet and really go within and really like listen to your body. That's probably that's it right there. I mean, you had to
the
really
biggest thing.
pay
Yeah,
attention to
don't
each
second
thing.
guess what your body's telling you. And
Exactly. And maybe
yeah.
that's what it's all about, this dark night of the soul and you're learning, things and you're healing emotional baggage and you're getting better. And now we have all these Lyme warriors out there helping each other, right? Because when
Yeah.
you go to a doctor, I mean, if they haven't been through it, they're not going to be as passionate to try
You
to
don't
find the
get it till you get
answers.
it, right? We
Yeah,
all say that.
they're not going to be so passionate to find the answers. I mean, I was passionate. I'm like, I got to figure this out. And, at first I was like, oh, it must be my B12 because they said everything about vegans is your B12. Well, then I would take a lot of B12 and I was making things worse. So I called that supplement sabotage, when
Yeah.
you're doing things and making things worse. And I realized, no. A little bit of B12 is fine. Like, and my B12 was always great in the normal range anyway. I was like, but I was thinking, no, it has to be that. It has to be this. No, it wasn't any of those things, in the
Yeah,
end.
it it's almost like a journey that's very complicated, but it's kind of not.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yes,
Like
I yes,
it's
right.
very confusing, it's very complicated. We don't know what protocol we can do, what's going to work for us, because it doesn't work the same for everyone. But when you really stop and look back, there's some basics
Yeah,
that you
basic.
follow and it all makes
Yeah.
sense.
Well, now that I have the mineral protocol under my belt, I feel like I just have more confidence,
More empowered,
like, yeah, you're
yes,
more
for
empowered. Those are,
sure.
and I thought, man, I really need to help teach the plant-based people, the vegans, we always feel in any of the groups I was in, you feel you don't belong there because they tell you, oh, vegans are the sickest, or we can't heal vegans, or you can't do our protocol. So I'd always be there, but I wouldn't speak up
Yeah.
because I was very like, well, I'm vegan, so I'm not going to
And
say
that's
nothing.
hard. It's hard to not, I think that everybody has the right to their own opinion, right? I think it's really important to not say, and I, even stop myself too, because I am not a fan of antibiotics when you have chronic Lyme disease, period. I've argued that with doctors. It doesn't matter. That's my personal thought. Do people get well on antibiotics with chronic? Absolutely they do, right? But that's not what I think. So I would never go in a group and say, do not take antibiotics with chronic Lyme because you won't get well. Like, you can't do that, right? You have to, you can express your opinions, your experiences, and stuff like that. But to call somebody out and say, if you don't do this, you're not going to get well. If you do this, you'll get what it's not that cut and dry. It's just not. So we need to,
They would say,
give
the
each other a little
practitioners
more grace when we're on these social media pages.
the practitioners would say, "Oh, well, vegans are our sickest clients." And I'm going, "I'm the only vegan here, and all your clients are really sick. So what's going on?" Like, I think I don't care what diet you're on in this day and age, in this world, you could get really sick, and you could stay on whatever diet you want to heal. You can. You just have to change a few things, and that's great. I just want people to have that confidence. So.
I love that. And Krista, for the listeners out there, I'm going to make sure that in the description of this episode, we put some of the top books and things that Krista talked about in the description so you guys can seek them out. And I know that you've done a lot of training, you've done a lot of, learning and pulling this together. And I know that you're kind of gearing up to be able to give back to the community. So if any of you want to follow Krista, see what she's about, see what she's doing, she's got a website. It's minerallifecrisis.com. Again, as always, I will put that website in the description of this episode. And I'll tell you what, if you did not get inspired by this, like, I don't know what else I can do. You truly, Krista, what an inspiration you are. I'm so proud of you. You should
Thank
be
you.
extremely proud of yourself for trusting yourself and finding a will and a way when you knew that you couldn't spend $100,000 to treat this disease. And look at all the knowledge you've learned along the way
So much.
and
I
what you're
love
going to
it.
be able to give back to the community. So, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me and sharing
Thank
me
you for having me. Thank you so much.
and just teaching us all, because I learned a lot too. And I always love it when I hear people talk about my favorite things. So
I know, it's
a
so
little
fun.
biased there,
Well,
right?
yeah, right, but it's
But
fun to have people that agree with you too, because I mean, if I tell other people, they're like, "What? You
right. I'm
did
not the
what?"
only one. Somebody else brought it up too. Yes.
He did muscle testing with that.
I get it. Thank you so much, Crystal. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I sure hope you listeners enjoyed that episode. Whether it's hope you needed, a little inspiration today, or just maybe some validation that what you're feeling, what you're going through is real. Maybe you needed tips on how to treat at home, ideas, thoughts, detoxing, whatever it is. I truly just hope it's what you got out of today's episode. That is my only hope, is just to give back to this community in any way possible. So go to the about of this podcast, scroll down to the bottom and find that donation link. Go ahead and click on there, and anything that you'd like to donate or offer is all just going to go to help to pay towards the studio cost.